Food and drink served here at the cafeteria in Logan Regional Hospital is pretty typical. Entrees and snacks. Chips, yogurt, granola, chocolate milk, and juice. But some things are gradually disappearing.
But we're in the process right now of removing all the sugared drinks and candy from our vending machines, from the cafeteria, from the pharmacies, every place that those were sold here in the hospital.
That's Lance Frazier, communications specialist for Intermountain Healthcare in Logan, Utah. He says visitors are welcome to bring their own sugary drinks into the hospital, but they will no longer be sold here. He admits there have been a few complaints, but staff members have been accepting for the most part. Some visitors think the new policy is too extreme, while others think it falls short, like Don Barton, a regular visitor to the hospital.
Well, I guess the thing that kind of amazes me on the sugar deal is they've taken all the sugar drinks out, which we don't drink anyway. They've taken the candy bars out, but yet every Wednesday they produce those sugar bomb sweet rolls and pecan rolls that are beyond unhealthy. And so it's just kind of interesting.
The research is not new. In fact, Intermountain's very own Live Well program has been touting healthy eating, including low sugar, for nearly a decade. So why now? Frazier says there are a few good reasons. A change in leadership and emulating other hospitals.
Well, our new CEO, Mark Harrison, is definitely a very active person who participates in triathlon and himself lives the lifestyle that we're trying to encourage. And we're not the only hospital to have done this. The Mayo Clinic, Kaiser Permanente, some of the large providers across the country have also made this step.
But the most important is health.
There are over 100,000 people in Utah and southern Idaho in the Intermountain coverage area that have diabetes or pre-diabetes, and many of them don't even know that. And of course, sugar and all these added sugars are a major component in developing that disease.
Robin Oftenkamp, the Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Intermountain, echoes the same concern for diabetes prevention. And prevention lies in changing lifestyles, especially for those with pre-diabetes, before being diagnosed.
So pre-diabetes is when you have conditions that are leading you towards acquiring or having diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So a person could be a little bit overweight, their blood sugars are sometimes out of control or a little bit high, and all of the indications are pointing towards this is a person who is highly likely to acquire type 2 diabetes if they keep going on the same track that they're on.
Oftenkamp says once a patient is diagnosed with diabetes, the change in lifestyle can be difficult. Some people are in denial, taking quite a while to process the news, while others are anxious to change immediately.
Some people in that situation want to jump on board and say, okay, tell me what I need to do. I'm ready to change because I don't want to have all these complications later on and I want to live a long and healthy life and be active.
So what's the best medicine? Oftenkamp says monitor your sugar intake. Follow advice from the American Heart Association. No more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar per day for women and children, 9 teaspoons for men. And that 1 16-ounce bottle of soda, by the way, has about 10. This is Dave Wind reporting for Utah Public Radio.